Cowboys in the way, Jamie.
Great Scott! I shall need the need for speed.
Cowabunga, dude! You're a wizard, Harry.
Welcome to the When Harry Met Movies podcast.
Peeling. Welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, Harry Met Podcast, with Harry's my dad.
Hi, Harry, how are you?
Good.
So, why don't you tell the listeners all about our show and what we do?
Basically, Dad showed me something from his childhood and we reviewed them. It's a lot simpler than trying to slash his childhood, slash my childhood, slash teenhood, slash adulthood.
Yeah, we basically look at films that I've enjoyed growing up until right the age I am.
Which is.
So, why don't you tell the listeners how we start our show?
I give Dad a number of lines and he has to tell a story, but because it's April and it's Pixar month, I have to tell them.
So,
what film are we doing today, Dad?
You tell me.
We're doing Monster Inc, which came out in
2001.
Yeah, it came out in 2001. It's Monster Inc. Wait, it came out in 2001. Oh, I actually did not know that.
I shall give you
one line because it's 2001.
No, I shall give you two.
Okay. Monster Inc. is about two monsters and they try and scare a kid, but the kid escapes into their world and they try and get home.
Why do they have to scare kids?
For power. Why don't they know the game didn't really mention it on the box?
I think it does.
Oh yeah, you go pull the box up and tell, show me. Do you not have this one?
Well, if I do, possibly your mum's probably got it.
I'll scrounge for you.
So, some film facts. Budget was 11 million. Budget was 115 million, sorry. Cost was 579.
Okay.
So the top five for that year was Harry Potter and Philosopher's Stone, Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring, Monsters Inc., Shrek, and Ocean's 11.
This beat Shrek. Mm. What Shrek was it again?
It'd have been the first one.
Imagine this beat Shrek.
It would take 11 to 12 hours to render a single frame of Sully because of all the hairs.
Yeah, he's.
So if you think of how. So that's one frame, so one picture per second, basically half a day. And you think how many frames
bad for that one person painstaking.
As we mentioned when we did the Toy Story one, Billy Crystal was originally going to be Buzz Lightyear. Instead, he is Mike Wazowski in this.
Mike Wazowski?
So him and John Goodman, who plays Sully, the uniqueness of this film is that they recorded their dialogue together. Usually there's just one actor in the room by themselves, and they tried different versions of all the lines. This one, to get that sort of
bond.
Bond and that, they did it by bouncing off each other in the same recording studio, so a lot of it's ad-libbed and that, and it's bounced off each other and stuff. There's a few Easter eggs in this. There is Jesse's in it. Nemo's in it, and the Pixar ball's in it. It's quite a common thing they used to put those sort of.
Yeah, they used to put the Pixar. I don't know if
you still. They used to put a nod into the next one, and the Pizza Hut, or the Pizza Planet Ram used to be in them all.
What was the nod to the next film in this then? Do you know?
Would have been Nemo. Because I'm pretty sure it was Toy Story, Bugs Life, Monsters Inc. Finding Nemo. I think that's what ordered it.
Yeah, I think that's true.
It was definitely Toy Story, Bugs Life. I think it was Monsters Inc. next.
Yeah.
And then Finding Nemo. So, in this,
yeah. This
is where there's a slight deviation in the history of Monsters Inc.
Right.
In the sense of. So, in this, they indicate that Sully and Mike have been best friends since fourth grade. But in the prequel, Monsters University, they meet in university.
Mm.
So, there's actually a difference in what actually happens.
It's into the Pixar version, though.
So, down to the poppy questions. I'm just going to chuck some at you and chuck some at me.
I hit the mic on the back, so I'm confused. It'd
be fascinating. So this is where we ask each other questions from the pop. Which character would you do a spin-off with?
Probably Boo.
But then you wouldn't really get the monsters.
No, okay, Randall, because yes, you see in the prequel, but you don't see a lot of them.
Okay.
Most iconic scene. You ask that question, so.
Yeah, I think so.
I think you're easier to tell.
Maybe one of the screaming ones. Two things sprang to mind. Where he's got the cube and he thinks it's boom. Yeah. And it's not.
But mate, as a couple.
Or the pop that thing back where yeah. He came from, more at me.
There's a couple like stills of the film which has been shredded around.
Such as?
You know one where Sully and Mike are standing next to each other at the end of the film, I think?
Mm-hmm.
And basically what people do is they swap the faces. So I put Sully's face on Mike, and it like make you look really weird. That's a big popular thing, so...
Okay. Cover it, don't work. Does it hold up?
Yes.
Yeah, I think this one, in a weird way, holds up more than Toy Story.
Did you like the ending?
Yeah. Like I said, when we covered Toy Story, it's clever, because these are, as much as a lot of them have got sequels...
Yeah, well...
They don't necessarily need them. Funny enough, your question is, should they make a sequel?
No.
I know they've made a prequel, but...
They can't do a sequel again.
See, I don't think they should. I think it's one of those films where you just leave it. I know there's like a TV show, isn't it, which is like about new scarers.
Yeah.
But I don't think you need to do it. Anyway.
What would you like from the film?
The ability to go through doors to different places. What changes if this came out today?
Nothing much, I don't think.
Potentially, it would just end up on Disney Plus and not actually be released at the cinema.
Don't jinx it. Favourite character?
Mike.
Also my brother's favourite character.
Saddest moment?
When... Like, Mike Wazowski's like, and the Sawyer are fighting. I mean, that's pretty like emotional. Look, it's like
not when he has to leave Boo.
Yeah. Favorite scene.
I quite like the one where they first bring him back to the apartment, and they're all and they do.
Yeah, Jake.
But visually, the one where they go through all the doors.
Yeah, so I can't reach the park because.
Funniest character.
Mike.
I agree.
Who would you like to be friends with?
Sully.
Yeah, he's a giant.
He'd be the better friend.
Yeah, he's a giant teddy bear too. Sorry. Man looks like he can kill me, but he's still a big
kid. Let's talk about the film, so what did you think? Tell me about it.
I love Michael Falskinos. I'm sorry. He's just such like when like in from the morning scene when he's got the air horn and like they're doing press on the move and the whole like furniture.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like imagine just like you're just like the neighbours down below just here. Like an air horn every morning, like 6 a.m. or something. Also, when he's there's a running joke for the film, is it now where because he's on TV, isn't he? And his face gets covered up by the what is it, like a simp, like their logo, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
And what's funny is you think that's just one off joke, but then at the end, he's on the magazine and his face gets covered up by the barcode, doesn't it? And he's just like,
he's still as excited about it,
yeah, like just. Just a lot of jokes that they put in, like when Boone's gone down the hallway, isn't she? And like she gets in that mixed up with that like young kid, like what's the kid? I don't know what they're called. And one of them, he's like okay, Kent. One of them bites his hand, and Boone.
Yeah, he's a cross between. He's got some funny lines and stuff, and he's got a lot of that, but he's also.
He's such like.
He's got a lot of a slapstick sort of humour as
yeah.
Well, like the daft humour.
Like when she's at the home and like she's like he's got like a what is it? He's got like. That was like a mop or something, doesn't he? It's like,
oh, he's trying to keep it back.
Yeah, like he's just like he's trying to figure a way to like he get like, a spoon dig my way out or something. And how like
he's got oven gloves on the phone.
Yeah, it? It's like eye protection or something. No, he doesn't, because he doesn't boot like sneeze at him and he like gets like what's it, disinfectant or sprays his eye or something.
You think he has eye protection when he moves? He has like, does he? I had a feeling he moves something.
I know he gets spray. He gets like sprays in eye at some point. Also, like, you know, I like to see him when they're in the bathroom and Randall like slams the door and he doesn't notice him. He gets to like a newspaper, doesn't he? This is good. What did you like, Dad?
I like listening to you talk about films.
Yeah, because I'm very passionate about Pixar. Well, the older stuff at least.
Is this one of your favourite ones?
Yeah, well, I'd say. I don't think a lot of Pixar, I think a couple of Pixar films are 5 stars, but I think all the ones we really aren't, but they're still high.
Because I think there's a hit ratio early on that's just never been matched.
No, the newest stuff, I've not seen any the newest Pixar film. I haven't been motivated enough to see it.
But do you think part of it is the uniqueness of the idea? So if you take Toy Story, Toy Story is about toys coming alive, and we've got Bugs Life, which we haven't done, which would be a good one to do maybe next time.
That cut off the first film, wasn't it?
Second one, Bugs Life. Bugs Life.
Was it? I thought it was that first one.
Toy Story came out first.
Oh, yeah.
Which is about what would happen if, you know, talking bugs and all that sort of thing. Monsters, Inc. is like, it takes the notion of scary monsters under your bed, and in your closet, etc. And it takes that notion and explains why they do what they do.
Yeah.
Which is such a clever idea and such a, like, a random concept to come up with. Someone thinks, oh, it'd be really clever if you made it so they were
friends and chill. You can't, like, I like the idea of it because it's just funny. The whole, basically, one day if they just lost all the doors just like caught on fire, their whole city's dead.
Yeah, it's also, no, I think, I assume they can get doors another way, but it's also quite clever how they tie in the fact that it's when she laughs.
Yeah.
They realise that, it's like she laughs early on in the film and there's a big power surge, but they don't really so click what it is.
Yeah, because it cuts out all the power.
And then she laughs later on and she does it again, and then suddenly it becomes like this thing where actually realise that if she laughs.
Yeah, the power.
Laughing is more powerful than screaming.
Yeah, because doesn't he like, he falls into the bin and she laughs and the power goes out and all those, the shelf breaks and all those things just come crashing on him.
Well, he falls into the bin and as he falls back, all the things fall off the shelf and land in his mouth, and that's when she laughs.
I don't get how his body works, because he's just a giant circle, isn't he? Like, also we haven't mentioned Mike's girlfriend, which is, I think, so funny in this.
Celia.
Yeah, because when she's like angry at me, chasing down the hallway, he's trying to run away.
What's she called? Smoochykins? Yeah.
Like how she just like gets so angry at him. Because he takes him on a date and then Sully just appears and ruins it, basically.
Harryhausen's.
Yeah.
Do you know why it's called Harryhausen's?
No.
Do you know who Harryhausen is?
Not the pen, though. I don't really.
He did the he did all the stop motion stuff in with the skeletons. In Clash of the Titans, was it? Or, no, Jason and the Argonauts we watched.
Yeah.
But he's the director that he does. Well, is he the director or is he the special effects guy for all that? He's like the most famous special effects guy, everyone that's ever been into special effects, like, that's created all like the Alien and all that sort of stuff. They all cite this guy as their, like, hero.
Yeah.
And he's that whole stop motion stuff, black and white King Kong going up the building and all that sort of stuff. That's all his work. But the skeletons is like his most famous thing.
I don't know if this is true, but I hear, you know, when, because if a human gets in there to like dissect it or something, apparently, you know, when they put a shield around the restaurant, apparently that originally was an explosion, apparently they got switched. I don't know if that's true, I've just heard that around.
Heard that around where? Like your school?
On YouTube.
What?
Don't like you sometimes.
Why?
It's just you.
But, I don't know, I've not heard that one.
No, I think I watched a video, like, top 10, like, changes in, like, movies in different countries or something.
Oh, maybe, yeah, they might have changed it for different places and that.
Yeah.
They sometimes do that with films.
Yeah, like, how Inside Out, why is not eating broccoli, she's eating, like, something else.
The Abominable Snowman's quite clever, because yeah. Obviously he's a creature that lives on Earth, but it's like a mythical creature that people say they see and don't see.
Welcome to the Himalayas.
So it's the fact that he's one of these monsters that's been kicked out, essentially.
Also, does no one notice a door in the middle of the snow? Like,
why would you? It's in the middle of nowhere.
I know, but so like, you like, if you're just like going for a hike and you see a door, like, you would think, why is there one there? Why is it a metal door?
Because it's for one, it's like where you get, what do they call it?
The Himalayas.
You get, like, kicked out, don't you? That's what he's been.
Welcome to the Himalayas. That's just the,
I can't think what they call it.
Banishment.
Banishment, that's it.
Hold on, I helped you with a word.
There's a character we haven't mentioned. Well, we Roz. Have. We, yeah, there's a couple, actually. Roz He's like one of the famous. He's got some of the famous lines.
I'll be watching you.
Always watching.
Like a Batman situation again.
And you've got
Randall.
Randall, you kind of touched on.
I like Randall. I like the idea because he just wants to be atop the sky there. And Mam's literally just built a machine where it sucks the screen. So all he found the kid, not kid. I'm sorry, that won't go well if Randall.
So all they realise is if they don't have to keep going into a set of different rooms, they can just take one kid and just steal all the screams. And when they drain that kid, they'll put him back and take another one.
No, the kids,
because they're not getting enough screams, that's a problem.
They're just gonna wake up when the kids are like dead or something.
Essentially, kind of, it'll sort of drain them.
Why so?
So it's quite an evil thing they're doing.
That might explain why I'm so tired in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's they're it. Yeah, the monsters come in and taking the screams.
Yeah.
Well, like I say, I just think it's a clever concept that I like little bits how they tie in, like I say, the whole concept of them. These are monsters that scare you, but actually they're more scared of you than you are of them. Because they are, aren't they? That's the point where
they're
petrified of humans. Hence the disinfectant.
What did you say? When Quillan gets a sock in him, what is it?
2119.
Yeah, something. Because Quillan gets a sock in him, and then it's funny because Boo brings toys, doesn't she? And then he puts them in the locker.
No, the same character.
Yeah, and then he does it, and then it happens again at the end. He just grabs them and stuffs them in the door, doesn't he? Which I would. And if this man's trying to get me his whole skin shaved off.
It's kind of like what they do to a dog. They put a cone around.
Yeah. That must be so annoying. Imagine you'd be so cold. They don't wear clothes either.
Yeah, but he's got fur, hasn't he? Well, he hasn't met him before. No. That's why they don't wear clothes. Quite interesting as well. Sully's like this massive, potentially scary-looking monster, but he's not. He's actually quite soft and chilled.
And I want to give him a hug.
And he's essentially the main character, but we've hardly spoke about him.
Yeah, I like seeing where he's trying to lure the kid into a little heavy in the corner, and she takes off bed. Oh, the head bed's massive.
Well, he's massive, isn't he?
I know. Well, how big Mike's bed is, cause it.
He's in a little, so that's big.
Imagine he has a bigger bed than Sully.
So would you like to rate the film?
I'm going to give...
So for listeners, we did rate our films out of 5. 5 being a perfect example of a film in that genre. 4 being an absolute brilliant film, well worth watching. 3's a recommendation. 2's a... Maybe if it's on TV, give it a chance. And 1's a no.
I just clicked my finger, sorry.
It's okay.
I hope the mic to pick up.
So what are you...
I'm going for this a solid 4.5.
Ooh, so you've rated this higher than Toy Story.
I think it's funnier.
I agree, I'm giving it a 4.5.
Solid 4 point.
Yeah, 4.2.
A solid 4.2, that's such
I think it's better than a 4, which is what we gave Toy Story. Gives it 4.35, but we always round up, so it gives it 4.4, which is
a solid 4.4.
It's not a solid number, Harry.
No, I'm not.
Joke, stop being funny now.
Okay. Also,
I say it every time, and it stopped being funny a while ago. So it gives it a 4.4, which...
That's not bad.
Means it's the leading one so far.
We've watched them all, we've only reviewed two.
It'd be interesting to see where it fits for the highest rated one. So, we always do a bit of a quiz.
Yeah.
And this month we're doing Pixar films, so we're doing them based on Pixar quiz.
I'm on Randall.
So you want to answer the Randall one?
Do I go first, or should I go first?
Well, you can ask me first.
Sully's given what nickname by Boo?
Kitty. That's correct.
Yeah, I want to make sure. How does Scarrows enter the human world from the Monster Inc. factory?
Through their bedroom doors, or closet doors.
They use doors that link for Scarefall to the children's bedrooms. Yeah. Wrong.
That's what I said.
True or false? Randall is at 1 point for top Scarrow on the leaderboard.
True.
True, he is.
Only briefly, but yeah.
Which odorant does Mike borrow from Sully? A. Wet dog. B. Smelly garbage. Or C.
Wet dog.
Low time. How do you know your face?
I've watched this a lot.
What does Mike claim for the upcoming play? It's called... Oh! No, you can't get this all right.
Put that thing back where it came from, also help me.
No, don't, go away. No, go away.
Absolutely just smashed it. So this is one of those films.
See, I personally didn't get that one because I remember that one had on it. So I was like...
This is probably the Pixar film that I watched the most personally. Like... I loved this when it came out. Do you know what we haven't mentioned? Actually, we'll do this and then we'll go on to it in a sec. What is Sully's full name?
No clue. It's Sully's... It's like... Is it... What's the first name? I'm thinking of it, but I don't know what the first name...
Chip. Like,
James... James B. Sullivan he's called, doesn't he?
It's P, but I'll give it you.
J.P., yeah.
James P. Sullivan, yeah. Which monster is assigned to scare Boo?
M. Randall.
Who proves to be the best energy source to... What proves to be the best energy source?
Laughter.
Where does Mike take Celia for her birthday?
Henry's.
No.
Harry's something. I can't remember last names, Dad. Do I still get it? Because I got the first name.
Begins with H.
Harry Henderson's.
Housen's.
Close enough.
Name a code quoted when George Sanderson... Sure? Returns with a children's sock on his back.
Code 9. What's the number?
It's 20 something.
2019.
Close. I'm going to give you overall 4.5. It's 2319 because you didn't get Harry Housen's.
I did.
You got Henderson's. And you got 2019, it's 2319.
Oh, close.
You got two part ones, I'm going to give you 4.5. So I still won, but I'm just being nice. So yeah, what I was going to talk about, do you know what I do love about that film, which we haven't spoken about?
My thoughts, Mum.
The credits.
Yeah.
So the credits have got like, for like black, it's a black screen with like coloured doors just sliding across and... I just think it's the credits and the opening credits and stuff are very like, but like a 70s sitcom, you won't get that reference from like...
Yeah, come out of old.
From America and stuff. It's like, it's got like it's only stuff that I watched grow, like as a kid I've seen back. It's got like a very retro feel to it. A little bit like how 101 Dalmatians had a weird style to it.
Does it not have like bloopers but animated?
Yeah, at the end, yeah. So does Bugs Life. I think Bugs Life did it first.
Bugs Life must have eaten Toy Story 2.
Yeah, I was going to say Toy Story 1 doesn't, but Toy Story 2 does, I think. It became like a thing, didn't it?
For a bit.
We never talked about that. We can go back and... but the fact that they've got bloopers at the end of the lane, it's just quite a clever little thing that films have blooper reels, and this has basically created its own little fake blooper
reel. Yeah, you see Rex and all that. She's massive. Does that mean Rex, the monster's tiny?
So I'm not being rude and getting my phone out for watches.
He is.
So, we do this thing where it's... came from a Gone in 60 Second episode where we have 60 seconds. No, we have 60 seconds.
Not 10.
It's 1 minute. No, it's just 60 seconds.
Oh, close.
Where we both have a subject. And we have to name as many items from that subject as possible. Harry always goes first.
I don't know Disney characters, that's the problem.
So we're going to start with Pixar characters. You've got 60 seconds.
Okay, I'm drinking for.
One, two, three, go.
Flick, Wally, Eve, Auto, Light McQueen, Mater, Mike Zalski, Randall, Sully, Celia. Slug Woman.
Got to be the right name.
Don't know her name, that's the problem. Is it Disney characters too?
No, just Pixar.
Woody, Jess, Buzz, Bullseye, is it Posca?
I would move on because you're
not. Yeah, okay. If I said Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Lotso, RC, Ken, Barbie, Spanish Buzz.
Same character.
Okay, Mr. Potato, Mrs. Potato Head, the Army Men. I don't actually remember the name.
I'll give you Army Men as a
I don't remember the name. I don't know.
So you got 22.
That was good. You're about to destroy me, aren't you? Can I tell her?
Easy of a time.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Ham. Wheezy.
I hate you.
Oh,
you're stuck here, Dad.
Shh. I didn't do it to you.
Sorry.
So you throw me now. Mr. Fredrickson. Doug.
Oh, yeah.
Anger. Joy. Sadness. Bing Bong.
I think you missed one.
I'm trying to think of films.
You missed one emotion.
You keep talking over it, it's not right.
I can restart the time.
Mr. Though. Incredible. Mrs. Incredible. Dash. Syndrome. Mole Man. Underminer, it is.
Yeah, that's what I think.
You destroyed me on this one.
Don't restart her.
No, because. Actually, yes, you did beat me, but I do feel that talking isn't fair.
Frozen, yes.
Yeah, but you were talking.
Sorry,
I didn't do it to you.
Silence.
I would just say whether you could do it. So you've won that one.
Oh, I'm silent.
We're now going to do Disney characters.
Damn it. I'm not good at Disney.
Got to be cartoon characters.
I mean, most of them are cartoon characters.
It's Disney film, live action films, isn't it? Ready?
Okay.
Go.
Ariel, Flander, Sebastian, is it King Trident? Ursula, Pocahontas, Mulan, is it Mushu? Mushu? Fudge, I hate Disney characters. Snow White, I don't know, I was going to say Dolph, I don't know the names. The Sleepy, Anger. Is it not Anger?
Sleepy's one, but Anger's not.
Is it Grumpy? I don't like Disney. Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Goofy, Pluto, Pete, he's a character. What is his name? Steamboat Willie. He's a separate character. Could you know Steamboat Willie song in the public domain?
Yeah.
What's this?
Bashful, Doc, Dopey, Maleficent, I'm trying to think of another film like Hercules, Zeus, Pain, Panic, Hades, Megra, Philip Tetes, Pegasus, Tarzan, Jane, Oliver, Francis, Dodger, Georgette, Fagin, Sykes, Rosso, Tito, I'm destroying it. Basil, Eric from Little Mermaid, Beauty, Beast, Gaston. Right. 27. So, do you want to do one more category?
No.
To decide it?
You won both.
No, because you won the first one.
What category is it, Dad?
Disney and Pixar films.
It's not that many of both, is there?
So, you can have either.
Do sequels count here?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Go.
Toy Story, Monster Inc., Bugs Life, Finding Nemo, Toy Story 2, Toy Story 3, Toy Story 4, Finding Dory, Turning Red, Elemental, Inside Out, That's not out yet though. Snow White. What? That's not how. Cars 1. No, Cars 2. Cars 3. planes, trains, automobiles, okay, planes, I say Snow White, didn't I? Little Mermaid, Rapunzel, Fantasia, Pocahontas, Mulan, Tiana, Princess and the Frog, no, I don't think you've, and you're, no, you're about to, I can tell you where your face went.
23.
Ready? Let's see how quickly I can get this one. 3, 2, 1, go.
Lady and the Tramp, Cinderella, Jungle Book, Fox and the Hound, Black Cauldron, 101 Dalmatians, did I say Lady and the Tramp? I think I did.
I don't know, you speak too quick.
Basil the Great Master, Sefskis, Detective, Rescuers, Rescuers 2, Oliver and Company, Hercules, Tarzan, Treasure Planet, Frozen, Frozen 2, Tangled, Big Hero 6, Bolt, Wreck-It Ralph, Breaks the Internet.
Come on, there's time to go down quicker.
Brave.
Come on.
Up.
No.
You said Princess from Frog. Home. Yeah. No, that's not her. Brother Bear 2.
So close.
I beat you by one. Which I think is incredibly good considering how well you did on that first one. I helped you, I was nice, I helped
you. Yeah, I actually forgot.
So I won 2 out of 3.
I don't really like cars, so.
You don't like what?
I don't really like cars.
Okay, but I still helped you.
Yeah.
Didn't have to help you, I won't help you next time.
No, please do. I don't know
my
films.
So that's our show. We've got 2 more Pixar episodes coming up. When this comes out, we will actually be coming back from Disney. We've just come back from Disney.
Yeah,
so between the 2 episodes, we'll have been to Disneyland Paris.
We're going on Monday, aren't we?
When this comes out on a Friday, we come back.
So we'll be back on the 12th, we'll be on.
11th, we'll come back on. Which is Thursday.
My date's a bit off.
But, yes, thanks to everyone that listens and follows on all social media at When Harry Met Movies. And listen to our next episode, which will be Wall-E, I believe. And then it'll be Ratatouille. Yep. We never did Ratatouille, no one said that.
Oh, yeah.
And no one said Incredibles either. I bet if we went back, we'd shoot ourselves because we probably said characters from films that we didn't then say.
You would destroy me.
Thanks a lot.
Bye bye.